All right, Camden, look good in your heat race, obviously. Then feature time comes. You're running behind the 47 the longest time. He wasn't getting away, and you were sticking with him the whole time. He beat you to the point there in the beginning of the race, then you were right on him the whole time. And what finally happened coming out of turn four and then into turn one?
Yeah, it was good racing for the most part. We were all quick up front, and it was tight. I was trying to find a way under John, and Mike was looking up on the top side, but going down the front stretch on the first lap, I was just trying to stay off of John and run him clean, and we were all tight, and I think it was a little bit of a, you know, lots of bumping going down the front straightaway, and I thought I got tapped from behind and into John, but I got to look at the tape, but obviously I was just frustrated to have to go to the rear. I just thought I had help getting into him, so... you know, maybe I'm wrong, and I don't like to say anything before looking at the tape, but that was my opinion on what happened right now. But that may change when I review everything.
You're saying you're a little unhappy about going to the back. Being the only one to go to the back, or just you yourself?
Just me, myself. This car was great today. My dad hit the setup perfectly, and we were running 18.9s, 18.8s in the heat, and it's just a rocket. And another lap, he would have been on the podium. So it's just frustrating. It's in one piece, I guess. You just got to look at the positive, and we'll work on it for Classic and hopefully be back better than ever.
Looking forward to Classic?
Yeah, definitely. My first Classic, that's big. And, you know, that's a Swiggo Speedway. That's a special part of it.
And your kind of prediction, what do you think the pole might be for your class?
Man, I think it might take an 18.7 or an 18.6. I mean, Jay Andrews was running 18.7s in practice today, and I was an 18.9, and that was only third quick. So it'll be tough. There'll be a lot of times under the 19-second range, I think.
What do you think you're going to end up with?
Hopefully another 18.9. You know, it's I'm imagining we're going to be out on new tires for the qualifying, so hopefully another 18.9 would be good, or at least under the 19-second bracket.